The great composer Gustav Mahler said that a symphony must be like the world. It must embrace everything.
He wants his pieces to be whole worlds containing all manner of contradictory elements that he observes in the actual world.
These contradictions ultimately show us profound truths about the world and about ourselves.
When you look at the symphonies, it's just an incredible journey of discovery and of openness to ideas.
And when listening to a Mahler symphony, you're listening to musical craftsmanship on the highest level.
It is impossible to play any Mahler symphony without really concentrating, because it is the most difficult and the finest example of symphonic writing, full stop. Everything else pales into insignificance.
Gustav Mahler is one of the titans of classical music. Born in 1860, he was best known during his lifetime as a superstar conductor who led operas and symphony orchestras in Europe and America. Only later, a good 50 years after his death in 1911, did Mahler's own symphonies and songs come to prominence. I'm Aaron Cohen, and welcome to Embrace Everything, the world of Gustav Mahler. In these programs, we'll take a deep dive into Mahler's extraordinary symphonies, starting, naturally, with his first. We'll explore the music and stories behind each movement with some of the world's foremost conductors, including Michael Tilson Thomas and Kent Nagano. We'll speak with members of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, the Philadelphia Orchestra, and the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam. We'll hear from actors who will read the words of Mahler and his contemporaries. And through conversations with music scholars in New York, Chicago, and Vienna, we'll learn what Mahler's music reveals about the man himself. Get ready for an extraordinary musical journey. I'm Aaron Cohen. Join me for Symphony No. 1, the first season of Embrace Everything, the world of Gustav Mahler. Launching July 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.